Kunstradio, Radiokunst.
Guten Abend im Kunstradio. Unsere Sendung ist heute wieder zweigeteilt und wie immer auch online mitzuverfolgen. Unsere Adresse www.think.at/orfkunstradio. Jetzt zum ersten Teil des heutigen Abends, Touching Base, The Here and Now von William Furlong, Audio Arts. Bill Furlong, geboren 1944, ist Künstler, Verleger und Dozent an der Wimbledon School of Art in London. Er arbeitete in großem Umfang mit führenden internationalen Theoretikern und Künstlern wie zum Beispiel John Cage, Dan Graham und Laurie Anderson im Bereich Audio Arts und Audio Arts Technik und hat eine Vielzahl von Multimedia-Arbeiten herausgebracht. Zurzeit hat er an der Wimbledon School of Art eine Professur. Touching Base, The Here and Now, war eines der zahlreichen Highlights, die im Rahmen der Langen Nacht der Radiokunst anlässlich von Recycling the Future, 10 Jahre Kunstradio, zu sehen und zu hören waren. Allerdings erst am frühen Morgen und im Programm von FM4. Deshalb wird diese neue Arbeit des Begründers der schon legendären Kassettenedition Audio Arts jetzt auch hier auf Österreich 1 vorgestellt. Sie gestaltet sich als simultan ablaufende, alle zeitlichen, geografischen, kulturellen, sprachlichen und räumlichen Grenzen überwindende Konversation zwischen Individuen. Ermöglicht wird dies durch eine besondere Strategie, die William Furlong, der von der bildenden Kunst kommt, entwickelt hat. Es ist die Strategie der rekonstruierten Sprache und rekonstruierten Klänge, die er als Transmitter, quasi als gemeinsamen Nenner einsetzt. Eine Methode, die es historischen Persönlichkeiten aus verschiedenen historischen Zeiten erleichtert, mit anderen, wie zum Beispiel der Gegenwart oder der Zukunft, zu sprechen. In diesem Sinne ergibt sich eine Sprachkomposition mit dem Versuch, universelle und globale Kommunikation in Bewegung zu bringen. Die vertrauten traditionellen Barrieren, die mit der Sprache verbunden sind, verlieren ihren Halt, sprachliche Differenzen werden irrelevant. Es entwickelt sich eine Form der Konversation, die sich eingehüllt und übertragen in eine linguistische Schale aus der Verankerung aller historischen Ereignisse und Bedeutungen löst. Hören Sie jetzt Touching Base, The Here and Now von William Furlong. Die einzelnen Stücke der Arbeit werden von William Furlong selbst angesagt.
Question: What is the relationship between the distinct formats used to present the conversations you record and edit? Answer: The recorded voice acts as a material in my work. I am not particularly using the literal meanings in language, but more precisely the linguistic fallout between and around words. The recording process allows for repetition, which facilitates a more focused auditory gaze, which as a result makes it possible to unlock the creative and expressive possibilities inherent within elements of oral sound. The voice and its juxtapositions provide a rich opportunity to work with traces and the residue of meaning through the verbal characteristics of emphasis, humor, accent, nationality, authority, vulnerability, gender, age, locality, and so on. The time and space of the recording are also central considerations in the realization of the work. Formats and procedures include collage, montage, rhythm, recycling, overlapping, repetition, and accumulation. Spoken for, spoken about, 1998. Recorded and constructed sound made out on the streets in Bristol, England.
Well, the Hippodrome. I go to a local station in Kingswood, where I live, called the Tennis Course.
Leadworks.
The Aztec Centre.
St. George. Bristol.
The women have changed. The women have changed.
St. Paul's.
They've got older, haven't they?
Get out more, really.
Was that place you go to?
Large historical buildings.
Oh, up on the Durnham.
Where's the Memorial Building? Where's the Memorial Building?
Broadmead.
It's good set pieces, as it's lousy set pieces. The area around the nails, Clifton Suspension Bridge.
About 20 grand.
We're in the Penny Farthing on White Lady's Road.
There's
some roads of all sorts, don't you? Like everywhere, really.
Accents.
Wow. Wow. Bristolians.
Placed together. Some quick shopping.
City centre. I'm going to the tallest, upstairs.
Nice city. Been here about 30 years. Yes,
I've just been to apply for a job.
All right,
wait,
liver.
So I have not seen outside of Bristol.
Maybe a bit
aloof
to begin with.
I've just been to work.
I'm catching the bus,
basically stopping people that liquor stay they earn about 20 grand a year. That's it, really.
So cold, so windy. It's not like I thought it'd be really dark and grey, but it's quite sunny. It's nice sometimes.
Okay, describing things. And there's cobbled streets and shopping centre.
Pretty good. It's cheap. It's light, though. Live it.
No.
Nice pubs. Redcliffe. Pay's not good enough. Back to work. Traditional. Filton, Mangus. Too many pubs in there. I don't like this area very much.
Westbury on Trim, Bedminster.
We're just on holiday, looking around.
Where else do we go? Eastville, Easton.
It's not dirty, it's a shopping house.
Clifton, Southmead, Hoffman, Kingstown.
At this street because I've been to Tesco shopping and I'm going back to work.
Eastern lots of it could be improved.
Oh, the older business. Southmead, Broadmead, spaced out nicely. Eastern. Bristolians.
Placed together for
which is right next to our office. Nice pub.
And I've got funny accents.
I think it's a fine city.
All right, we liver.
I think they're quite friendly. Most go to us. We
have a bit of loo to begin with.
I go to a local pub.
Yes,
called the Tennis Courts.
I have not seen outside of Bristol at the moment.
Bristol Centre.
I like it because it's quite a
Eastern, St. Paul's.
The southwest image,
large historical buildings,
big cities, too crowded,
very picturesque.
Other than that, really, just
cobblestone.
Can't think of any off the top of my head.
Southwest in general.
I'm standing and they're really
describing
really
things. Cobbled streets.
It's not really a touristy
good
place, is it? It's not.
It's cheap.
It's not.
Beer's good. Good atmosphere. Nice pubs. That's all. Pay's not good enough.
It's full of drugs.
Traditional.
It's full of drugs.
Too many pubs now. I don't like this area anymore.
It's full of drugs.
We've got the Hippodrome. A lot of good pubs as well.
Job opportunities.
Good place, good shops.
Nightlife. Lots
got
of things,
a good
really
shopping centre and the galleries opposite us.
We're just on holiday.
Then if you go down the hill, And turn right, lots of shops there, good shopping facilities.
Well, the centre and modern ones aren't so good. I like it.
Give me more space.
It's not good enough. Traditional commerce.
Some of it's okay.
It's too many pubs now. I don't like this area anymore.
The street, because I've been to Tesco shopping and I'm going back to work.
Good pubs as well.
Good
place, good shops.
A whole of our heritage.
Got a good shopping centre in the galleries opposite us.
The ugly
and then if you go down the hill,
it's spaced out
and
nicely,
turn right, lots of shops there, good shopping facilities.
A large, friendly, modern city.
Well, it's just a nice city.
Give me more space.
Sheila Coffee,
you know what I mean?
Gym Coffee,
climbing friends, Richard Connors,
and it's almost Cornish.
Ross and Anna, who are also going climbing with.
Neil Hoskin, Claire Griffin.
Sounds like a Hampshire accent, actually.
Peter Shun, Lawrence O'Reilly.
In their own thing, really.
Sarah, Claire, Helen, Jane, Simon.
Getting on with the hustle and bustle.
Mark Walter, Chris Walter, Steve Bufton.
Rebecca Evans.
You may try to say you're cocky.
Hennebeck, Jeffy Kane.
I don't know. God.
Well,
yeah,
there's happy. Some. Oh, you get all sorts,
Simon
don't you?
Knight,
like everywhere, really.
Ben's Green, Dinah Green, Oliver Pond, Miranda Pemberton.
Very friendly. Friendly, approachable.
Stuart,
happy.
That case.
Sorry, I'm doing market research. Just a holiday survey.
Generally friendly, sounds like a farmer. It's quite a weird accent, isn't it?
Fairly friendly and
Jessica?
Open.
And that's Lucy.
Kate, Tim, George, Tom, Sophie.
I'm Francis French.
Me,
Carrot,
Matt, Sam,
as well.
Joe,
Sarah,
and Una.
A couple of godmothers here. One called Angela Kinghorn, one called Sarah
Harcourt. William Canage, Thomas Chasherton,
Sylvia,
William
Jason,
Canage,
Nana,
Thomas,
Katie,
Gareth.
Ism
Kingdom,
Gareth,
Brunel.
And Lord Tenten of Present Tishmash. Present Tishmash. And the Lord Lieutenant of Bristol at the present, Titmarsh. And the Lord Lieutenant
of Bristol at
the present, Titmarsh.
Andrew. K-Dash. Anushka. Siobhan.
Ian Eckford. Wayne Moore.
Mrs. Cook.
Carl Wins. And John Corday.
Nick, I can't think of anybody else
in
particular.
Jason
Brunel.
I can't remember his surname.
Georgina Weaver. Neil Seligman. Catherine Rowe. Emma Thorpe. Bill Blake.
Richard and Susan Merrily. Tim Whitlock. Gwen McLaughlin.
Esther, Tylee, Ali Turner, and
Steph, who's a PhD student, Rupert, my friend from work, Joe, who works for Zebra Films, and another Joe who works for BT.
Well, my name's Derek Foley. My name's Zia Foley. Well, my dad's
There's
Derek Foley.
Works
my name's Zia Foley.
My dad's at Rucker House.
Hangu's my key worker, and Andrea.
Reuben Chatterjee. Sheila Coffee. Jim Coffee. Maureen Coffee. And Mary Black.
All the drugs are just around. Got worse.
Over there. I mean, you've got both sides of Bristol, haven't you? Behind you.
What do you used to talk about the Bristol boys?
What six places?
Well, you don't get so much of that today, at least. Not where I live, anyway. It may still prevail in some of the areas of Bristol I wouldn't know.
There was a point at which, in the late 1980s, when society seemed to recognise and celebrate a set of prescribed values which crystallised the attributes of success in contemporary Thatcherite Britain. The work Vinnie explores this moment. Voice recordings were made with the president of the University of Oxford Union, who was asked to describe what she saw as being the prerequisites of success in contemporary Britain. In contrast, supporters at a Wimbledon football match were also interviewed and asked to define the particular characteristics of Vinnie Jones, a football player who was receiving increasing attention from fans and from the media for his distinctive approach to the game. In each set of interviews, words such as determined, assertive, uncompromising, aggressive, confrontational, powerful, ruthless, and single-minded were provided as a key to behaviours both on the football field and character traits encouraged and valued within contemporary British society. The work Vinnie.
Determination and secondly an absolute commitment to whatever you're doing.
Inspiration.
Background these days matters a lot less. Giving to aggressive less and less where you come from, who your parents are.
Competitive.
Commitment, determination,
a
talent.
A winner.
And perhaps background.
It's like what we want.
We're playing Jesus.
Committed.
Playing Jesus.
Aggressive.
We're playing Jesus.
Determined.
The commitment, the return of ideology. The people at the beginning may not need much of an ideology, but the most successful politicians of our time are those who can be identified as meaning something. Also, you have to be telegenic.
Committed. Like
an obsession with their own particular view and an absolute certain belief that what they believe is right and is what the rest of the country ought to be doing.
Committed. Committed.
Determined. Determined.
Inspirational.
They never admit in public that they may perhaps be worried or think they're wrong.
Competitive.
What matters here much more is talent. And it's a commitment and it's an ability to manage people, perhaps, but most of all, absolutely the determination your product's right and you're for your company.
Aggressive.
Again, if you like, an obsession with money, an absolute obsessive commitment to the work they do, and perhaps something I should have mentioned earlier, you need in all these areas
determined.
A certain ruthlessness.
Well, he just goes around hacking
committed.
People. Hacking people, don't they?
Committed.
Bring people down,
competitive.
Bring people down.
Aggressive.
If you look, it's now becoming the age of the television star.
A winner.
I think, if you like, there's a belief that you can really do anything if you want to try.
Committed. Committed.
It's like what we want.
Committed.
It's a reward-dominated society now. There's much less guilt about giving
money.
People who are successful rewards for their success.
Aggressive.
Money.
Determined.
Inspirational. Committed. Committed.
Society values success above all else. It values somebody who
makes
money.
Greedy.
Aggressive.
Greedy. Greedy.
Competitive.
Greedy.
It perhaps values less some of these old-fashioned virtues. It values less the teacher and the nurse and more the city young
greedy.
And the stockbroker.
Greedy.
The atmosphere
it's
is
like what we
to
want.
Change back a bit. There's more concern now with things like
it's
the environment.
It's like what we want.
Talk
a winner.
My contemporaries is, are you getting
a winner?
How much money it is, not are you
a winner.
Mute dialogue. This sound work has been constructed from the ums and ahs removed from various recent recordings of interviews and conversations made by Audio Arts over the last 9 months. The literal words are therefore missing, but are heard on the official published audio arts tapes. In mute dialogue, the audial equivalence of thought outside of language is reconstructed and left to communicate meanings without the cultural, political, and social underpinning of conventional language. Mute dialogue. Touching bass, the here and the now. A simultaneous conversation between individuals across the traditional divides of time, location, culture, language and space. Imagine a simultaneous conversation between individuals across the traditional divides of time, location, culture, language and space. The creative strategy of this work is to realize such a conversation where reconstructed language and sound becomes the facilitator, the medium, and the strategy. Figures in history speak to one another, as well as to individuals in the present and future in a variety of cultural and geographical locations. A composite of languages are heard in the process of attempting communication. The familiar barriers associated with language are therefore eroded and the differences become irrelevant. Such a conversation could not be anchored to historical meaning and reference or to the sub-agendas which implicitly contain the real meanings rather than those conveyed explicitly through the linguistic shell or envelope. Touching base, the here and the now.
Visual art.
Broadcasting is a development with which the future must reckon.
Into Westminster, the abnormal roads heading into lung cancer and the human form of mad cow disease. The findings were
in a sense, in the social and political life of the community.
Today, Man United meet Blackburn at Old Trafford, while Liverpool visit Arsenal in Scotland.
We have never lost sight of the interest of the general public. The committee which the government have appointed. We are not going to stop broadcasting. Broadcasting has come to stay.
It was a bicycle wheel.
Just an ordinary wheel?
An ordinary wheel, a bicycle wheel, on a train. I would turn it as I passed by.
To be harassed and attacked and threatened by big arms. Then, instead of giving three cheers...
Sie hörten Touching Base, The Here and Now von William Furlong. Bill Furlong veröffentlicht übrigens Mitschnitte und Interviews des Events Recycling the Future in seiner Kassettenedition Audio Arts. Bestellungen und Auskünfte unter, großgeschrieben, audioarts@aol.com. Nun zum zweiten Teil der heutigen Sendung, Station nach Station, Radio Froh im Kunstradio. Im Rahmen von Recycling the Future gestaltete und produzierte Radio Froh zusammen mit der Linzer Gruppe First Floor Electronics unter dem Motto Plug and Play eine eigene lange Nacht der Radiokunst. Diese Nightlong Jam aus der Linzer Stadtwerkstatt, in denen auch Material von den Ereignissen im Wiener Funkhaus und von anderen Außenstellen einfloss und der umgekehrt immer wieder Teil der ORF-Radiokunstnacht war, wurde von Radio Froh lokal im Kabelnetz Linz ausgestrahlt. Radio Froh hat für die lange Radiokunstnacht aber auch ein eigenes kleines Hörspiel produziert, das jetzt ebenfalls zum ersten Mal auf Österreich 1 vorgestellt wird. Station nach Station. Gestalter Christoph Tautscher für Froh. Personen in Reihenfolge des Auftauchens: Christoph Tautscher, diverse Freisager, Alexander Baratzitz, Paul Fischnaller, Roland Moser, Gabriele Keplinger, Ingrid Palmetzhofer, Andrea Reisinger.
We'll be right back.
dem gehört die Luft. Ja, hier spricht der Freie Radio Froh. Ich heiße Alex, bin 24, bin Radiomacher und kämpfe für freies Radio in Österreich. Ich stehe da irgendwo im Haussender von Link, von dem wir auch schon ein Programm machen wollen. Im neuen Radiogesetz ist vom freien Radio nichts zu lesen und ich stelle die Frage, wem gehört die Luft? Den allmächtigen Politikern in Wien oder doch eher der Allgemeinen?
Radio Froh beginnt ab September 96 mit Hausradio in der Stadt der Stadt.
Radio Zukunft.
Wem gehört die Luft?
Kabel.
Das Radiohaus. Die tägliche Sendung von Radio Froh. Wir öffnen unsere Zimmer für unsere Hörer.
Ab Jänner 1997 sendet Freier Rundfunk Oberösterreich im Kabel-TV-Netz Linz-Urfahr.
Wir öffnen unsere Zimmer für unsere Hörer.
Radio Zukunft hat begonnen.
Wir öffnen unsere Zimmer für unsere Hörer.
Grüezi. Blinzel Augen.
Can I got something better than love?
Das Linzeohr.
How you like me now? Going on, feeling strong.
Linz, Sommer 1998, Sendestart von Radio Froh in ITA auf 105,0 MHz.
Radio Zukunft hat begonnen. Radio Froh sendet in den Äther.
Sie hörten Station nach Station, ein Hörspiel des Linzer Senders Radio Froh. In unserer nächsten Sendung erwartet Sie In Memoriam Georg de Christel 1937 bis 1997, eine Hommage an den vor kurzem im Dezember 1997 verstorbenen österreichischen Dichter und Musiker. Bis dahin, Christoph Kurzmann, Kunstradio.